Good morning, girls. How are you? It is Friday the 13th. Woo! In October. And I love days like today because it's cool and crisp out. It's about 45 degrees here in New York. Dana in Michigan this morning told me that she has 8 inches of snow. It's getting cold. And today on the podcast, I'm going to talk to Martha in California all about what we need to do to get ready for fall. We're going to talk about fall cleaning. Everyone talks about spring cleaning, but I'm a huge, huge advocate of fall cleaning. There's a whole list of things you need to do to get your house winterized, ready for the snow. How can you stock up on all the items you need for the winter? And we're going to help you today. Martha, welcome. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
I just dropped my kids off at school, and now I came home, even though I look cute to go to school in case I run into someone in my jeans, my clunky clogs that you heard me. And now I'm going to put my sweats on, and I'm going to tackle this house and get it ready for fall. Now, a lot of people, Martha, you know, have written in and written on the website and have written me letters saying, you know, what can I do to get my house under control? Girls, this is the perfect time. It's cold. Barricade yourself in your house and take control.
That's right.
First thing I'm going to do, and what I want you to do, is get a hefty bag. Go from room to room and start getting rid of most of your junk.
Hey, you know what? This is what I did. I started this yesterday. I cannot believe how much crap there is in the rooms. I mean, I had, for my daughter's room, I had a bag of clothes and a bag of trash. In my son's room, I had a bag of trash because they like to keep everything. So,
yeah, you have to clean it out. What I did last week is I pulled every single item out of every closet in my house. Each day I did a different closet.
Mm-hmm.
And now every closet is so beautiful. Everything is perfectly in its place. But I have like 10 bags now that I'm going to take to the church.
Wow.
Okay, of just old clothes,
yeah,
and coats and shoes and junk and even toys. All these toys that they don't play with. That's it. They're gone.
It's amazing. So, it's amazing how many toys they accumulate and they don't play with.
It is. And they don't play with it. So go through the rooms. Get rid of anything that you are not using. Get rid of it. Bring it to the school. Give it to the school counselor if it's good clothes. If it's, you know, an abundance of clothes like I have, you know, split it up. I'm bringing some to the school. I'm bringing some to the church. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to call and make sure if anyone has a fireplace, you need to call and get someone in to sweep and clean that fireplace.
What if you don't use
chimney.
It? What if you don't use it? Do you still recommend
no,
that?
No, but if you plan to use it, this, you know, if you're going to put it on, why wouldn't you use your fireplace? It's so romantic.
I know. And you know what? I have one in my room and I have one downstairs that's like a double-sided one.
How beautiful.
And
you don't use it?
I don't use it. I know. I don't know why.
Oh, no. Get somebody in there. Get that chimney swept. You go get the Duraflame at, you know, any store. You know, and I pop the Duraflame and I light it up in the afternoon when I'm cooking dinner on a nice fall night. It's beautiful.
I need to do that.
You need to do that. So, girls, you have to get your chimney swept. Then what you need to do is clean your radiators before the heat comes on. So vacuum under those radiators, pull the grids off, and take a blow dryer and blow in between all those coils. Get all that dust out and then vacuum again.
Oh, you mean the radiators? Oh, do you guys have different than here?
Well, we have baseboard radiators.
Oh, okay.
What do you have? You have it in the ceiling where it blows?
Yeah.
Well, if you have it in the ceiling where it blows, then you have the air conditioning and heating units that's together.
Right.
And so you have to make sure that you have somebody come in and change and clean those filters.
Oh, and like sweep it out? Okay.
Yeah. So once a year, you need to get the filters changed. Because the filter that goes in the return,
right,
if you go pull that thing out, when was the last time you had to change, Martha?
Well, no, I do it every year, actually.
Okay, so.
But girls, I don't turn my heater on.
Well, you're in California.
Yeah, I know.
But for the rest of us, we're already getting ready to put the heat on. Okay? Dana's an 8 inches of snow. She has her heat on.
Oh, my God. I'm feeling for that girl. Jeez.
Right. So for all of you that are about to put your heat on, get the filters changed. Clean your radiators. Because otherwise, when the heat comes on, all that dust and soot goes all over the house. Speaking of soot, get the oil burner, the gas man, if you have an oil burner or a gas burner, get that thing swept and cleaned before you start using your heater. Okay, so this is yearly maintenance. So every September, every October, these are the things you need to do.
Okay. These are great. These are great.
Yeah. Okay. And then what I like to do is I like to start stocking up for winter, because who wants to run out every time it's freezing?
Exactly.
So every time you go to the store, buy extra cans, you know, whatever you're using, your canned, you know, tomato, your canned vegetables. You know, now I buy a lot of the chicken stock in the cans and the beef stock, the organic beef stock in the cans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep all this stuff on hand. Buy more meat and freeze it. When you see something on sale, buy it and freeze it. You can freeze bread. You can freeze milk.
Oh, that's right.
You know, and I have an extra freezer in my garage, okay, but which is really useless in the winter, because once it gets colder outside in my garage, the freezer shuts off.
Oh, no. Are you really?
Yeah, so I realize with refrigeration what has to happen is it has to be warmer in the room for the refrigeration to kick in and to work.
I didn't know that.
Makes sense.
I didn't know
that. So last year I stocked my freezer up and I ruined all the food and had to throw everything out.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't want anyone to make that mistake. So if you live in a climate that's going to dip down below 33 degrees, you need to take that freezer and put it in your basement.
Oh my God. Okay.
And get it out of the garage. So that is on my list to do, is to have my husband, which he'll never do it. I'm going to have to hire someone to move the freezer to the basement. Here's another thing we need to do. Ladies, if you have plants outside that are not going to survive the winter, you need to dig them up and bring them in, or cover them with, you know, burlap, and cover them for the winter and protect them from the elements. I have my rose bushes, and I have to cover them with burlap over the winter.
Wow.
Okay, so these are some of the things that we do every year, but the big thing I want to get into is organizing and cleaning. So many women are saying, what can I do? So go around, get the hefty bags, get rid of most of your stuff. Once you do that, you're going to feel like you can tackle these rooms because you got rid of a lot of crap. Now, with your children's rooms, do one room at a time, because sometimes you pull the stuff out of those closets, it could take you all day.
Yeah, and then, like I did, I started to become overwhelmed. I was like, oh my God. So especially their drawers, you know, like their desk drawers, there's just so much stuff that they end up keeping.
You just have to do one room at a time and just spend the whole day in that room. And, you know,
you'd be proud. I even cleaned my daughter's windows. She has the like double windows that open up and they face the front of the street. And I got out there and cleaned the outside and the inside, because I like when it rains, I like to see the water like come down on the window, and they were like totally dusty and dirty and gross.
Well, that's gross. So, well, you know what? And that's it. Another thing is you need to, after you get organized, do one room at a time. Mm-hmm. Once everything is neat and in its place, that's when you have to go around and start really cleaning.
Right.
Then you go around and start dusting everything, vacuum all the rooms. If you have any airy rugs, lift them up, vacuum underneath those airy rugs.
Mm-hmm.
You will not believe all the sand and crap that has accumulated underneath the airy rugs over the summer.
Oh my God. It's amazing how much sand. It's like, where did all the sand come from?
Right. It's disgusting. And then the windows, you know, I love, they have in the hardware stores these little pieces that you could put onto your hose. It's like a little, you know, gun.
Uh-huh.
You screw it onto your hose and it has a window cleaning detergent inside of it.
Oh, I've seen that. I think it's like $7.99 for a bottle or something like that.
Yeah, and you attach it to your hose, you get outside before the weather gets very, you know, freezing.
Yeah. And you're frozen to the front of the house.
Right, and you spray down. Not only do I spray down my windows, but I spray down my entire house.
Oh.
I spray down all of, you know, I have all the white wood siding around the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So I spray down the whole house, and, you know, it just gives it a bright, clean feeling. And I know a lot of people wait till spring to do this, but I like to do it in the fall and in the spring.
I love this. I never even thought to do it in the winter.
And then the windows. Once you come inside, you can do the inside of the windows, mm-hmm. lift them up, and do in between. I cannot stand when I go to someone's house and in between the two windows, mm-hmm. you see like black gunk at the bottom on the windowsill.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
I know. It's gross.
You know, pick up the window, slide a wet cloth across that bottom, and get rid of that gunk.
Yes.
Because when you open the window for air, all that particle, mm-hmm. all that crap is going into your lungs. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to this. When you do have your heat on in the winter, Martha, even though you're in California, it does still get chilly over there.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. Usually I turn it – last year we didn't turn on until like the 1st of December. So
right.
It's
but it'll dip to what? What will you get? Like 50s?
At night, yeah. It's probably about in the 50s. When we have like a cold spell, we've gotten down like into, you know, 45, 43 at the coldest. At night.
Right. But even when it's freezing out and you have the heat on, mm-hmm. for everyone in the country, it's so important to crack your windows a little bit.
Really?
Because the dry heat can really just ruin your nostrils. And, you know, so many, when I was growing up my whole life, I had sore throats every morning. And then when I was, you know, older, I read all about this. And all I started to do was to just keep a little bowl of water in my room and put it on my radiator.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And it would just add moisture to the air.
Right. I've heard about that. Okay.
And crack the window a little bit. And I do this for my children just for a little fresh air.
Oh.
Just because, you know, just that heat, the stagnant air with everything closed all winter,
right.
You know, the house gets smelly and dusty. In fact, I'm thinking of ordering one of the air purifiers, which I don't have.
Which one? The ones that you've seen on, like, TV for the infomercials, or?
Well, I was watching the other night on TV, and I saw the Auric air freshener.
I've seen that one, too.
He doesn't pay me to advertise, and I don't get anything for free. So maybe I'm going to have to get him to send me one to try out.
There you go.
And,
there's one that Dr. Laura recommends, too, which I've seen on TV,
what
too.
Is it?
I forget the name. She advertises on her – probably if you went on her website, she would have a little link there or something.
Well, I think I'm going to get one of those. I mean, for a few hundred dollars, if it really does work and cleans the air in the house.
Is it easy to clean?
I don't know. I don't have one.
Did you see it on TV?
Mr. Auric says you just pull his out and rinse it off. You don't have to change the filter.
Okay, that's what I like. I don't like having to buy all this extra stuff, and then you spend, you know, $500 a year to keep it up.
Right. And I don't like having to go out, which is my next thing. I am a hermit. Once the weather's cold, I do not want to leave my house.
Me too. I know.
I love just cuddling in, putting on my thick, fluffy socks, which now is the time, girls. Go out, get your kids their fluffy pajamas, their fluffy socks, get your fluffy pajamas, get your winter gear, your snow pants, get it all now. Because whenever you don't get it, you know the snowstorm comes and you have nothing.
Exactly.
Last year, it was November 15th, and I was like, oh, I'll get it next week. And then we had a blizzard. And my kids were crying because they couldn't play in the snow. We had no gloves, no boots.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I improvised. I took plastic baggies and I put them over their sneakers.
No, you
with
didn't.
With rubber bands around the top. Yes, I did. With rubber bands around the top.
I love it.
And then I put on, I went, you know, the hair dye boxes?
Yes.
I have like 20 boxes of hair dye just in case I can't get highlights in my room. So I took all of those little plastic hair dye hands, you know, little plastic gloves, and put them on the kids underneath, you know, regular gloves. They weren't snow gloves.
Oh, my gosh.
They only lasted out there for like 10 minutes, and then they were sopping wet. It didn't really work. But I tried. But get your stuff now. Order it now on the internet if you want. Go to the malls. Do all that. And then I want to talk about food, Martha.
Oh, yes. Hello. I can do that.
Have you been making any good recipes lately?
Actually, you know, my friend Virginia came over yesterday. She was over here, and that girl, man, she can think of a meal off the top of her head. I love it. I made chicken parmesan yesterday with some garlic noodles. It was so yummy. But I actually am going to do your pumpkin today. I went out and bought me a pumpkin, and so I'm going to do pumpkin pie or pumpkin soup. I'm undecided.
Make the pumpkin soup.
Really?
That's what I wanted to say. When it's fall, I mean, of course you can make the pie, but
yeah.
I love soups.
Do you have
love it.
I forget. Because I look, it's the pumpkin pie, but do you have the pumpkin soup or is it online?
Well, I don't really have a recipe for pumpkin soup. I just like wing it and I'll tell you what I do.
Okay, go for it. I can wing it.
You know, and basically it's the same thing I do with the squash soup, which is in my book.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of the squash, use a pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
You know, anything you take and you put in a pot with a bunch of other vegetables.
Exactly.
Some onions and garlic and parsley and, you know, some chicken stock.
Exactly.
And you cover the pot and let it cook. It's going to be delicious.
That's true. And this is like the perfect time to beat. I love the soups and, you know, bread and love it.
And pumpkin bread, which I love.
Oh,
also.
Hello. Yes.
You know, but this is very important, to eat the vegetables that are in season. Your body needs to eat what's in season. So right now, ladies, you should be making squash and pumpkins and apples and recipes using all these things. You know, the other night I baked a squash, a yellow squash, I guess it was an acorn squash, mm-hmm. and then I scooped it all out. And then I mixed it with, while that was baking in the frying pan, I cut up a fresh apple. Mm-hmm. It was actually a golden delicious apple. And I put in the frying pan a butter, cinnamon, the apple, and some sliced garlic. I threw in some cranberries. I had, you know, the dried cranberries mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and some sliced walnuts. And I just sauteed it all, put a little bit of salt, and then when the squash came out, I scooped the squash out, put it in a dish, and then I poured the apple mixture over the squash.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It was so delicious, and it was just something I made up and threw together. But you cannot go wrong if you just take fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
Seriously, bake it and add flavor to it.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, butter, olive oil drizzled on it, you know, sauteed. If you saute onions in olive oil with salt, no matter what you put on it, it's great.
I know. I love the smell. Love that smell.
You know, that's going to be my cookbook. All you need is olive oil, onions, and garlic.
There you go.
And then you put it on anything, and everything tastes great.
Okay, now I never thought to do apple and garlic. It's okay, right?
It's okay. It's delicious.
I'm going to have to try that because I love apple, and I love things with a bite to it.
Well, you know, I make this, my stuffing that I make for the fall, which I think I make the best stuffing. And my mother and I fight every Thanksgiving over our stuffing because she thinks she makes the best stuffing.
Okay, well, I think the best stuffing, but go ahead.
Well, good, you see? So I take a big saute pan. I have this gigantic saute pan that's like 3 foot wide uh-huh. that plugs in. It's like a plug-in one because it can't fit on the stove.
Right, right.
So I plop it on my island and I, you know, put a bunch of olive oil on the bottom. Uh-huh. And, you know, let's say 6 tablespoons of olive oil. Then I take an onion, I chop it up, throw that in. Mm-hmm. Then I throw in like 5 cloves of garlic sliced up, throw it in. Then I throw in a whole bunch of leeks, okay? Saute it all. Then I throw in, I have a big dish I do of diced sweet potato and a big dish of diced squash.
Oh.
Throw it in, saute it, get it all nice and soft. Mm-hmm. While that's all mixing, I have my chicken broth that I'm heating up. Mm-hmm. And then I take cornbread. You know, I buy the cornbread cubes that are already made uh-huh. in the bag. Uh-huh. The Pepperidge Farm cornbread cubes. Uh-huh. And so I put that in a big bowl. Okay. Then when in the frying pan, when that is all sauteing, the squash and it's all getting nice and soft, then I throw in a big, you know, like I'd say 2 cups full of sliced mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then when everything's soft and sauteed, of course, add kosher salt, some pepper. I take the hot chicken stock, pour it over the cornbread,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it is. It's, I think, 4 cups or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that up. Don't get it too gooey. Then take my mixture of all my vegetables, okay, pour it on top.
Mm-hmm.
Then I add a cup of chopped apple, a cup of white raisins, and then I throw in some pecans and some walnuts.
Okay, so you got me hooked there. I mean,
so I have everything you could think of is in this dish.
Yum. Oh, my gosh.
I mix it all together, and then I keep it on my counter. And then right before the company comes on Thanksgiving, I put it in the oven for like 20 minutes.
Mm.
And then the apples are nice and soft, and I love it. Now, some people are not – they don't like to mix fruit and vegetable in their food.
I love that. I think it's
– I love that.
Yes, yes. And that is just – to me, it's just – it says fall.
It's
anything
cool.
with
it's
nuts
festive.
And fruit and, oh, yummy.
You see, my mother's recipe, which is delicious,
uh-huh.
but it's totally different.
Mine is different, yeah.
Yeah, my mother makes a rice stuffing.
Oh,
which
really?
Is delicious also. She makes wild rice in a chicken broth,
oh.
and she has the wild rice going, and then in a big pan, she sautés lots of onions with celery,
mm-hmm.
salt, mm-hmm. mushrooms, and sausage.
Mine has sausage. Sausage, carrots, celery, I don't put mushroom, onion, and then I usually use like white wine and apple juice for the
right.
to make it moist. And I use the, you know, Mrs. Cubison's Italian mix, breadcrumbs or whatever. But I think I'm going to do yours. That sounds yummy.
Well, what is your base? What is your stuffing made out of? Is it cornbread? Is it white cube bread?
Yeah, it's the white cube bread. It's the Mrs. You know, the one, the box. I just buy the box. The Mrs. Cubison's.
All right, that's it. No, you're not doing that anymore. Once you get away from the box, You don't even know what you're missing.
Okay, because I love cornbread, so I'm going to try that one. That one sounds good. Because I do, yeah. I think I posted this. The last 2 years, I've been doing our Thanksgiving dinner here, and it's just been us. And I had one nephew that lives in Huntington Beach that called, Auntie, can I come over? Sure, come over. So I actually make it for us, but I make it enough food for like a week.
Well, yeah. Well, try both. And you could also try the rice stuffing that my mother makes. It's delicious.
That
sounds good. The sausage, you know, the mushrooms and the wild rice stuffing. And then she takes it. She stuffs the bird. Now, I know a lot of people are afraid to stuff the bird.
I still have to stuff the bird. I just like the taste.
We take my mother's rice stuffing. We stuff the bird with that. And then my rice stuffing, you know, my cornbread stuffing is in a different pan now. Mm-hmm. You can stuff your bird as long as you – this is what you have to do. It's very important. You have to let your stuffing cool. Mm-hmm. Then take your bird out. Your bird is cool. Mm-hmm. And then you stuff the bird and then put it right in the oven. A lot of people in the olden days used to – like my mother, when I was growing up, the day before Thanksgiving would put the stuffing in the turkey.
The night before, right.
And start cooking the turkey the night before.
Right.
Why did everyone cook their turkey overnight? What the hell was that? My whole turkey cooks in 2 hours.
And the thing is they were dry.
They were, you know, I don't know how I survived childhood without being poisoned. I mean, I know now why I had diarrhea my whole life. Because my mother was poisoning us.
Your poor mom.
Why on earth did the women do that back then? My mother said because the ovens were slower. Now, there's no way. How slow could the friggin' oven be? The night before? I remember 1 a.m, my mother would wake up, but also the turkeys. My mother used to buy a turkey that I swear could kick my father's ass. This turkey was gigantic. It was like a 45-pounder.
Oh, my God.
Now, what I do with ladies, and everyone do this, if you have company, you have big, lot of people, big party, buy 2 turkeys. This is what I do. 2 turkeys, 2 20-pound turkeys, mm-hmm. or 2 17-pounders. They are much sweeter, much softer, and this is what you do. You have 1 turkey. First of all, I have double ovens, so I could do this.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a double oven, obviously it's going to be a little bit more difficult. What you're going to have to do is cook in shifts. But this way you have 1 turkey that comes out, and you carve it up, and you have your plate and platter of meat, and you have 1 turkey to sit on the table. It looks all beautiful. People put their turkey on the table, and then they lean over the table and start cutting. And then they slice the turkey long side, which is the wrong way to slice. Do you know the proper way to slice your turkey, Martha?
I guess I don't now.
Well, I took a turkey carving course.
You're kidding me. Really? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was just one class. I mean, how long can you learn this? Down the base, the top of the turkey, along the bone, the top bone, the breastbone, you go straight down, and then along the side, you go straight in. So basically, you're taking the entire breast meat off.
Okay, yeah.
So it's almost like a big, beautiful, long piece of breast. Uh-huh. And you take that, put it on the platter, and you slice it down. So basically, everyone's getting a slice of the breast with some skin along the edge. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, and if you look on the internet and if you're looking at the cooking websites, there are demonstrations. People do show this. But it is the way to go, because otherwise, the other way, you get one person who gets all the skin on the outside slice.
Exactly.
And you can't possibly get all the meat off that way. But if you can, to make 2 turkeys, it looks much more beautiful. You can have 1 sitting on your table and then bring out your platter of meat to put next to it if you want to do that. So you're not carving at your table.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of people now, what I've been noticing is people are doing buffets where they set everything up on 1 table and then people make their dishes and bring it over to the dining room. Depending on how many people you have, it might be better to do a buffet. But we have a while to get to Thanksgiving, so we'll talk about all of this in November.
This sounds good.
Right now I want to concentrate on Halloween and fall and all things orange. So eat your pumpkin, get your squash, and enjoy those beautiful, beautiful dishes. And, what is better than pumpkin bread? Have you made pumpkin bread, Martha?
I have not, but I'm going to. I am going to. This year I want to I cooked and, baked some last year, but I'm kind of in the mood for it right now. So that's why I'm going to do your pumpkin soup, and I'm going to do your pumpkin pie, and we're good to go.
Well, I really think that people who do not cook and miss out on all of these fresh nutrients mm-hmm. are really, really doing a disservice for their family. So even if you don't like to cook, you know, make something.
Exactly.
Get your kids together this weekend, go apple picking and make an apple pie. It's so easy.
It's so easy.
You know, apple pie, you can get the pie crust already made in your frozen section.
Yep, that's
okay,
true.
In your frozen food section. Yeah. Get the already made pie crust. Bring it home. Take your Granny Smith apples with your children. Slice them up very thin. I like to slice my. I like to peel the apples, slice them very thin, almost like I was making potato chips. And then I take, you know, a big bowl, put it all in the bowl. You need like 8 Granny Smith apples. Cover it with, you know, put in some cinnamon, like, you know, 4 tablespoons of cinnamon. And I like to put in about a cup of brown sugar and a squeeze in a big fresh lemon. And I like to put in some sour cream. I should put in like 2 tablespoons of sour cream. And this is not an exact recipe.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a make. I'm just remembering what I do. You know, I'd have to post the exact recipe. Mix it all up. And then I take all of those, you know, little potato chips and I layer them along the bottom and layer them over and over. I make it tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Almost as if I was making a potato au gratin.
Yes, yes.
And that's how I layer it. I really do, am not a fan of the apple pie with the big wedge pieces of apple.
Oh, yeah, the chunky, yeah.
Yeah, I like, you know, I like it this way. So I make it tight. I layer it nice and high until it comes up nice.
It actually cooks faster with your apples like sliced like that. It cooks faster when they're thinner.
It cooks faster, and don't overcook the apple pie.
Right.
You know, you put that in the oven, 20 minutes.
Exactly.
It's done.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing worse than a mushy apple pie.
I even do one. I have a recipe that I've actually learned from Pampered Chef where I have no crust. But because I like the taste of the apples and the cinnamon and all that. And I have a apple peeler core slicer. It does it all in one shot. And so I do about 5 apples. I use my baking stones. I don't use the other, any kind of aluminum or anything. And I just fill my baking dish with about 5 apples. And then for the topping, just because I like the cinnamon and the nutty, I use about a cup of walnuts, some cinnamon, a little bit of sugar, and I take a box. Now, I don't know if you're going to hate me because of this, but I take a box of that really cheap Jiffy cake mix. It's like, I don't know, 45 cents in the grocery store. I take that with some butter and make it like crumbly and then just put it on the top of the apples and bake it for about 20 minutes, and it's yummy. It's very good, and it doesn't have any crust, so I save on calories that way.
Yeah, well, you know, all of these are good recipes. Anything that you're making, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit,
yes.
And sticking it in the oven, and with your kids cooking on the weekend, being in the house with the house smelling, the fire going, it's really nice.
It is.
It's a beautiful way to spend the fall afternoon.
Yes.
And, you know, I encourage all of our moms to start your fall cleaning today. Let's get organized. Let's get on schedule. Get everything off of your kitchen counter.
Yes, let's go, girls.
Let's get ourselves together, and then this time next week, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel your whole house is under control. You're not going to go into winter feeling overwhelmed, and it's going to be a great feeling.
Yeah. And we'll be able to enjoy and relax our homes for the winter.
Right. Nobody should be spending more than an hour in the morning cleaning up and straightening out their house. That's it. 1 hour. Once you get everything organized, it should take you 1 hour in the morning, and then later in the afternoon, another hour, if that.
Yes, I agree.
If that. You shouldn't even have to do that. And, of course, in the morning, you're going to throw your laundry in. You're going to fold your laundry right away. Get that stuff away. You're going to have your beds made in the morning. And then your whole afternoons are free. I have so much free time. I don't know what these people are doing.
You know what? But when you're organized and when you get it done ahead of time and you just keep it up, you will. You will have more free time.
You have more free mm-hmm. time, ladies. But, you know, my children are in school. They're not. I don't have small ones at home.
Yeah, so are mine. But it can be done still. It can be done.
It can be done. And I did it when my kids
mm-hmm.
were home.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, the thing is, you just take your kids along with you while you're cleaning. I used to roll my babies. I used to have, you know, that exercise where the kids stand up in?
That's right.
I used to drag them from room to room. And then I had the swing that used to hang up in the doorway.
Yes, that's what I had.
See, I don't think anyone has it anymore.
Really? My kids used to go nuts. I used to hang it in the doorway, and they would just bounce.
Oh, my God. Connor and Hannah, they loved it. I would just hang them up wherever I was.
And when I mowed the lawn, I actually would carry my daughter in the backpack on my back, and I would mow the lawn. She told
me.
Sound asleep.
That's cute.
But
yeah, very innovative, Martha.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Very good. So I am off to go upstairs, vacuum, and clean. You have a great day, Martha.
You too. I'm off to take my kids to school.
All right. You do that. Take care, honey.
All right. We'll talk to you. Bye.
Bye.